When a working woman gets pregnant in Petersburg, she's often told by her friends to put her baby on the Children's Center's waiting list before it's even born. Right now, there are 59 kids on the waiting list. Parents often have to wait a year to get their kids enrolled. Eventually, the word spread in town and volunteers stepped forward.
I've been contacted by stopped by quite a number of young folks who have need daycare here in town.
That's Borough Assembly Member Bob Lynn.
Both parents have to work or need to work, and that obviously there needs to be some place for that period of time that there is child care available. What this project's all about is to be able to help take care of some of that need.
The expansion project adds two classrooms to the west side of the building, which would allow 18 more kids into the center. The project's estimated price tag is less than $100,000. The labor is all volunteer on nights and weekends. Local businesses donated services to get supplies shipped in at cost. Borough Assembly Member Kurt Wohlhuter, along with Larry Young and Reed Brother Construction, put the pilings in over a weekend. The foundation is finished, and the outer shell is now going up. Workers in the center's board of directors think getting more physical space is the best solution. The center is a state-licensed private nonprofit and follows State of Alaska guidelines, which set class sizes. The center employs 11 full-time workers and 4 part-time. As for the funding, that's a work in progress, says Gloria Ann Wallen, another lead volunteer in the project. Through local donations alone, they have collected $47,000, about half of their goal.
Which is fabulous. I mean, what? That is so cool, just the outpouring. I think our first 10,000 came from the Petersburg Economic Development Commission, and they saw it as an economic opportunity. And the rest, I think, are just people that have a really affiliation with the facility, but then also just have a great love for community.
47,000 already. I mean, that's great.
That's Kurt Wohlhuter.
Just shows you know, how much love there is in this community for these sort of projects and stuff. So, I mean, this is the way we used to do things in this community, is that everybody used to rally around each other and get behind each other like a barn raising, and we just don't have the money anymore. I mean, the money's just not coming down from Uncle Ted or anybody else anymore, you know, from back in Washington or down from Juneau.
Although the addition will soon be finished, the volunteers are wanting to do more than just provide a functioning space. They're also looking at grant opportunities for a sprinkler system and a heating system, issues that were discovered when construction started on the older building, says Lynn.
The electrical, the water, sewer, and so forth has to tie into an existing system. And as we got, the farther we got into this, we found that some things that underneath the building and inside really need to be changed. For instance, when you look at the kitchen and you look at the bathrooms in there under the other part, we would really like down the road here to be able to replace everything that's in there and simply redo everything. The carpeting's old, the heating system's old. When I looked at the boiler, I went back and looked at the online to see whether or not I could replace it. It's not even available anymore.
Some of that work will require contractors, but the improvements would likely save the center in operating costs. Wallen says Petersburg needs the best building it can provide.
We need an ideal place for our children of our community. You know, these mothers are going off to work, and I can't imagine the stress that is on there every day when they're, you know, they're worried about where their kids are, and you want a safe environment, and we can do that. We can provide that for the children of Petersburg.
Despite challenges with the building, the staffing is quality. Last year, two of the teachers were named the best preschool teachers in Southeast from the National Association for Education of Young Children. The Children's Center cares for 45 children, ages 6 weeks to pre-kindergarten. It also runs an after-school program for kids kindergarten through sixth grade called Eagle's Nest. There are 24 children in that program with a waiting list as well. The volunteers are looking for more help, especially those with carpenter skills, says Wohlhuter.
If there's anybody out there that's got a weekend free that wants to come up and swing a hammer, you don't need to call me. Just show up at the Children's Center. We should be there. And we'd sure appreciate all the help we can get.
The Children's Center has been in Petersburg for decades. The daycare preschool celebrated its 40th anniversary this year. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.